Last summer, the Princeton University Press released a book by Tom Stevenson and Scott Whittle, The Warbler Guide. When I first read about it, I admit I rolled my eyes, thinking, not another one. My library already included four field guides specifically about warblers. They're all good in one way or another, but I don't usually consider field guides to families to be useful, especially for beginners, because they don't show similar but unrelated birds that can be confusing. But it's very true that birders of all levels are drawn to warblers, and anything that makes identifying them easier is a good thing, and the publisher sent me a free copy, so I opened it. And wow, the Warbler Guide is a game changer. The 137-page section that starts the book is a brilliant tutorial in the basics of warbler identification, both by sight and sound, using a methodical, objective approach that would benefit anyone studying any group of birds. The 40-page section on things to pay attention to when looking at warblers is rich in photos showing each feature on different species and, where pertinent, on similar non-warblers. Bill shape and length, eye rings, eye lines, length of the tail, and how relatively long or short the undertail coverts are. All these features and more are thoroughly covered, and reading this section will make anyone more able to discern any bird's important features. The section is rich with photos clearly comparing and contrasting each feature on different birds. There's also a section on aging and sexing warblers, and the authors show how this can be fairly straightforward with some species, but virtually or completely impossible with others. They use wonderful drawings by Catherine Hamilton to illustrate points more clearly understood and compared with drawings than photos. There are also 9 two-page spreads called Visual Finders. These pages are an absolute treasure and are, amazingly, all available as free PDF downloads on the Warbler Guide website, though I personally wish the publishers would also sell Eastern and Western versions as laminated folding guides. These visual finders show all the species together so you can make a quick guess before thumbing through the species pages. One shows all the warbler faces in profile, another the whole body in profile, a third one shows the side profile from a 45-degree angle when we see more of the underside and less of the upper body, and a fourth from directly beneath. They repeat the full body profile views with another 2-page spread limited to eastern species in spring, another for eastern species in fall, and have a single 2-page quick finder for western species. Finally, they use Catherine Hamilton's drawings to compare close-up views of the undertails of every eastern and every western species. Of course, the meat of the book is in the 354 pages of species accounts. These include a wide array of photos of each bird, with comparison photos of similar appearing species, listing all the bird's features and highlighting with a check the features that in and of themselves are diagnostic. For example, if all you can see on a warbler hidden by foliage is a bit of its undertail, but you notice black arrowhead markings on a white background, you for certain are looking at a black and white warbler. Some straightforward warblers, such as the black and white, are covered in 6 pages, while those with more plumages, or which can more easily be confused with others, such as the blackpoll, can have as many as 10 pages, and the yellow-rumped, which has different plumages for eastern and western forms, is covered in 12 pages. The Warbler Guide is the perfect book for learning warbler plumages, stunningly beautiful and fun as well as instructive. And it goes above and beyond that with the most comprehensive coverage of warbler sounds I've ever seen. Tomorrow I'll talk about that. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.